وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الشيطان قد يعيس أن يعبده المصلون في جزيرة العرب ولكن في تحريش بينهم. We are still in this chapter that it is haram, the prohibition of cutting ties, not speaking to one another for more than 3 days. Unless, and this is for personal reasons and for dunya's reasons. If it is genuinely, sincerely for a religious reason, that person is a bad influence on our children, for example, on our family, then it is permissible to cut ties. Or he insists in doing wrong things, he has got wrong beliefs, etc. And then it is permissible to cut ties. But very sadly, we do the opposite. For personal and dunya's things, we easily cut ties. And for dini matters, we never think of cutting ties with anyone. So in this hadith, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that shaitan has given up hope that he will be worshipped by the people who perform namaz in the Arabian Peninsula, Jaziratul Arab. But where he is still going to try and make his effort is that he will cause enmity between people. Though they will be still making namaz, etc., but he wants to cause enmity. So that is also what we must be very careful about, that fighting for personal things, material things, worldly things, and when we should fight and argue with ourselves, that is where shaitan has got the better of us. This hadith shows on the one side the great importance of namaz, that how important namaz is in our lives. On the other hand, it shows also that those people who establish salat in their namaz, this very important quality quality in the lives of a believer. And reference is being made to salat, as long as people perform salat correctly, they will be saved also from all this enmity and all these other things. In fact, the Quran Sharif says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى أَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that namaz will save you from all evil and lewd acts. So it shows the importance of making namaz and making namaz correctly. Not only the bodily namaz, but the body, but the spirit, the ruh, must be also in the namaz. Also this hadith shows us that shaitan continuously tries to cause a fitna amongst us, that we must fight with one another, arguments, and we know this is almost in every family, in every community, and it is so common, this infighting and this discord and severing of ties. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق الثلاث. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for worldly personal things, it is not permissible that you break contact with your fellow brother for more than 3 days. فَمَنْ هَجْرَ فَوْكَ ثَلَاثٍ فَمَاتَ دَخَلَ النَّارِ. And a person who breaks ties and he dies in that conditions, he will enter into the fire of Jahannam. That is, he will have to go in, if he did not make tawbah of it, if Allah did not forgive him, then he will have to enter the fire of Jahannam. And if he thought it was halal and jais to break the ties, then unfortunately that will be forever in the fire of Jahannam. So these are all serious matters which we are quite often, most of us, many of us, like that outwardly we are very pious, but we are involved in these sins. وعن أبي خراش حدرد بن أبي حدرد الأسلمي ويقال السلمي الصحابي أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من هجر أخاه سنة فهو كسفك دمه. حضرت الصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه was famously known as السلمي. He says that he heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a person who severs ties and does not have relations with his fellow brother, and this is not only blood brother, but any Muslim brother, for a year, then it is as though he murdered that person. That is, that out of big guna of murdering somebody, that guna applies when for 1 year we did not keep contact, we broke ties, we severed ties, and we have got a fight with somebody, then the guna is like taking the blood of that person. Just like when you have killed that person, now he can't do anything. By severing ties also, no relationship, it is like dead. Therefore it has been referred to as like the sin for 1 year. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يحل لمؤمن أن يهجر مؤمنا فوق ثلاث. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not permissible for a mu'min to sever ties with his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. فَإِنْ مُرَّتْ مُبِهِ ثَلَاثٌ. When 3 days have passed, فَلْيَلْقَهُ فَلْيُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. Then he should make a point of going to meet him and then make salam to the brother. وَإِذَا رَدَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فَقَدْ اشْتَرَكَ فِي الْأَجَرِ. And if that person returns the salam and they make up now, then both of them get a very great reward. They had an argument, they had a fight over some petty dunya matter, and for the 3 days you are allowed that you come over, you overcome it. Now you went to make salam, you started a conversation, that person responded, both of them get an equal reward. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِالْإِثْمِ. And if he does not return the salam and the other person is still cross, then that person now, he is sinful. He is guilty now. وَخَرَجَ الْمُسْلِمُ مِنَ الْهِجْرَةِ. And this Muslim who went and he made salam, he did a guna won't be on him now. He made the effort, and even after that, when he sees him, he makes salam. That person doesn't reply, the sin is on that person. And in one riwayat it comes, the person who initiates this, who starts, who goes and makes salam, for him is the bigger reward. Who humbles himself and he goes and asks for maaf, he makes salam, for him is the greater reward. So this is also a very important aspect of our deen, that we should maintain our ties with our family, with our people, and for the worldly matters, dunya's matters, we must not break any ties with anyone. Wa akhiru da'wana.